I came out to IBM Research in the mathematics department in Jordan. So I was there for a couple of months. And then the group was transferring over to Sanusi. So I had really the option either to stay with the mathematics group in Sanusi and to have connection to Korak Institute, or else to go with the group to Sanusi. And I decided to go with the control group to Sanusi in California. So they had a research lab there, and the research lab only had about 100 people. And then they had, of course, a lot of other, you know, the main activity was that at the time was still, you know, the distrust story, which they are still doing. So in the research, they also had a group on hydraulic bearings and things like this. They had a physics group. And then we had a control group. So
and what specifically were you
I was working on, I personally was working on stochastic control problems, which tied very nicely into what I've been doing in Sweden before, you know, with gyroscopes and things like this. I actually did a little bit for Federal Systems Division on Kalman filtering and gyroscopes. And then we were developing some theory that we thought was appropriate to process control. I remember we also did a little bit of satellite work for Federal Systems Division. But it was essentially, you know, so to say, freewheeling research work. And
were you given the freedom to?
A lot of freedom. Yeah, a lot of freedom. And then occasionally, you know, they came in and said, well, okay, now guys, we have to get this done. So put away what you're doing right now and help us to solve this problem.
Uh-huh.
For example, I was there when the first CDC computer designed by Sabin. And then I could really see, you know, what a big company like IBM is doing, how they are responding when there is something magic happening.
Uh-huh.
So for example, Jack Bertram, he then moved from the control field and into the computer. So he actually became manager of one of the futuristic IBM products that were designed to make the leap. Another thing, you know, was that Jack Bertram, of course, had fantastic connections. So at the time, you know, Lott Fissardi was at Berkeley, and of course his other friend, Dean Franklin, was a close friend of Jack. He was at Stanford, so we had ample opportunities, you know, to interact with the people at universities.